here at Munn Arena in East Lansing. Wisconsin and Michigan State set to square off. Spartans have won 5 in a row from Wisconsin in this building, outscoring them in that span 22-7. Last time the Badgers won here was the final game of the regular season 3 years ago when Cole Caulfield scored twice and Cameron Rowe helped the Badgers beat the Spartans 2-1 to capture the outright Big Ten regular season championship. Wisconsin in its Cardinal uniform, white Wisconsin diagonal down the chest, numerals and striping. Michigan State home whites, green helmets, hockey pants, striping and numerals. And they've got the Michigan State script across the chest. Mike Hastings and Nick Oliver, Kevin Murdoch, along with equipment manager Nate LaPointe and trainer Andy Rohde across the ice from us. The penalty box down to our left. And to the left of that is Michigan State's bench and their head coach Adam Nightingale, who in his second season has 27 wins, 21 losses, and 3 ties. Again, 9-3-1 this season, 4-0-1 for the Spartans, who are unbeaten in their last 5 games after suffering back-to-back losses out east against Michigan State. Badgers huddle around Kyle McClellan to our right. That's where he'll defend the goal in the first and third periods of play. McClellan getting a tap on the pads and knuckles from William Grama, the freshman netminder from Stockholm, his hometown, hosting the Global Series this week with Ottawa and Toronto and Minnesota and Detroit playing in Sweden. And they'll drop the puck to our left. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. And we're underway at Munn Arena, and Michigan State wins the draw and will angle a pass up the near side wall. Caught by Davidson, flipped into the offensive zone. Behind the net is Kyle McClellan. Paddles it over to the near side wall. Fired back towards the Badgers net by Davidson wide. It caromed off the far wing corner wall and out the center, and then a turnover. DeSaint Fowle, turnaround backhand shot kicked out by the goaltender Augustine. Beautiful twirling move by DeSaint Fowle to give the Badgers their first good look of the night.
A little good pressure there by Wisconsin in the neutral zone forced Michigan State to kind of make a blind backwards pass, and Matthew DeSaint Fowle was the first one to get there to create the offense.
Offside called on Wisconsin as the Badgers in the midst of a change. Second line tonight, centerman Christian Fitzgerald, the sophomore from Coquitlam, British Columbia. He scored in his first game as a Badger, hasn't lit the lamp since. Quinn Finley, the freshman from Suamico, Wisconsin, on his left. And Simon Tassie, the sophomore from Montreal, who's been on a nice roll of late. Tassie last night had 4 shots on goal, but was minus 2 in the Badgers' 4-2 setback. He has 3 goals and 5 points over the last 4 games. Tassie's got the puck in his own zone. Nice pass ahead to Finley. He lost the puck, but darts past a defenseman, tracks it down on the left corner, swings it around to the right corner, and going to get it, Ben Dexheimer, paired with freshman defenseman Joe Palatichuk. Backhander towards the net, sticked aside by Augustine, and then Finley gets involved with some physicality in the Michigan State zone, but the Spartans exit their own end. Isaac Howard dumps it to the near side. There's Daniel Russell in the corner, pressuring Wisconsin's Charlie Stramel, who's centering the third line with Sawyer Scholl on the left, and Sam Stang in the lineup tonight, the senior from Eau Claire, his third game this season, the 102nd of his career. Stang hasn't played over the last 6 games for Wisconsin. Puck out at center. Here comes Joey Larson. Right wing on the third line with Red Savage and Gavin O'Connell. Jugnov slows the progress of the Spartans. Puck loose at center. O'Connell hands off now. Here's Savage trying to dangle towards the Badgers net. It's loose in front of the cage. McClellan couldn't cover, but the referee didn't move quickly enough to come around to the near side. Barry Pokmara very slow from the far goal line. The puck was still free. McClellan put his mitt down but did not cover initially. Nevertheless, the Badgers get a break and a faceoff to the left of Wisconsin's cage. Scoreless here, a minute 48 in.
McClellan put his glove down. I think it was Red Savage there. Tried to loosen the puck out. It did kind of squirt towards the corner, so it was not in any danger when the whistle blew, but obviously frustrating for the home team.
Face off. Owen Lindmark lost the draw. Out to the point. Long range shot missed the net. Ricochets off the end boards right to the stick of Carson Bantle, who stumbles a bit and lost the handle. Now it's Tommy Montecito. He comes in. He got by Wisconsin's defenseman Daniel Lodge, and Montecito, boy, beautiful move, excellent speed, little hesitation move, then burned Lodge on the far side, but his backhander, as he attacked the net, went up and over the glass and out of play.
A mentioned Carson Bannell stumbling. Daniel Lotch kind of stumbled down the wing too, but you see Tommy Manisto, he's got some speed. We saw it last night, and that time again, used it down the wing to get around the Badger defenseman.
From Finland, Manisto, M-A-N-N-I-S-T-O, Tomi, T-O-M-M-I. He's got a goal, 5 points in 11 games so far. Mike Hastings, the Badgers coach, very impressed with Manisto. Puck behind the Wisconsin net. And Wisconsin's Lotch got held up by Lebster, who was grabbing his left shoulder up near his helmet, but the referee let him play on. Puck goes one side to the other, and back and forth it goes. Now Wisconsin freshman defenseman Zach Scholes tries to backhand it out. No luck. Back deep now, and he'll fire it up off the high glass, trying to hit DeSane Foul. It eludes his stick, and out through neutral ice it goes. 2.5 minutes in, no score, and now the puck may have hit a Badger at the bench area. At neutral ice, they'll drop it outside the Wisconsin zone with 17:25 left here in the opening period. Sellout crowd last night of 6,555. They're expecting another here tonight for the Badgers and the Spartans. Fitzgerald, Finley, Tassi again, the forward line for Wisconsin. Karen Palatichuk now teamed together defensively. The extra skater tonight is Zach Scholes. Brady Cleveland also in uniform this evening. Wisconsin's Finley knocked down at center. Applying some pressure was Kerr on the forecheck, but Wisconsin was offside. Quinn Finley, an 18-year-old freshman, New York Islanders third-round draft choice, who had an excellent year in the USHL last season, splitting time with the Madison Capitals and Chicago Steel, 25 goals and 65 points. He's being considered for the United States World Junior Championship team, and John Van Beesbroek of USA Hockey is here to see him, Charlie Stramel, among others. And that roster, at least the initial roster, will be announced here, I believe, next week, middle of next week.
Those guys from USA Hockey have been around pretty much all season, taking a look at all the college hockey players across the country. We've seen Van Beesbroek at a few places.
Puck squirts free to Palatichuk to the left of the Badgers' cage. Forechecking him was Howard. Puck popped into the air. Kerr stops a man, and then Howard finds himself with it. His shot deflected by McClellan. Behind the net it went. And then the Badgers forced to ice the puck. Scramble in the Wisconsin zone. Boy, Michigan State applied a lot of forechecking pressure last night. The Badgers' defensemen and the supporting forwards all struggled with it at times. And right now it's Savage, O'Connell, and Larson that are pestering the ones in Cardinal and White. Face off to the right of Kyle McClellan.
And we saw the last shift with Scholes on defense. He tried it one time up the boards, and he actually made a pretty good smart play to go high up on the glass to get it out. So see if Wisconsin has to get forced to do things like that to get the puck out.
Michigan State won the faceoff, but then Larson forced to fire a puck cross ice, and that gave the Badgers possession. Now Wisconsin will change after sending the length of the ice. Larson works around Cleveland. Topol hit the crossbar and into the netting. Oh, Cleveland went down as Larson toe-pulled him. He got open and zipped one over Kyle McClellan, but it hit iron and went out of play. Joey Larson, the sophomore from Brighton, Michigan, former Northern Michigan Wildcat, CCHA All-Rookie Team a year ago, with a nifty move.
And the Badgers had to look like they made a calculated risk in the neutral zone to try to intercept the pass that didn't work out and led to Michigan State's play there.
Larson had a power play goal last night in the Spartans' 4-2 victory over Wisconsin. Puck at neutral ice. Here's Sawyer Scholl with it. He scored his second goal of the season last night to cut Michigan State's two-goal lead to one, but the Spartans finished it off with an empty netter. And now from the right wing, a shot by Dexheimer. Good stick by Manisto, and that went sailing out of play in an offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. Shot on goal so far, they say 2-0 in favor of Wisconsin, but McClellan's gotten a piece of a couple.
Hey, last one off the bar. Obviously, that doesn't even count as a shot.
No. Oh, and Lindmark to take the draw against Nicholas Mueller, and before the linesman dropped the puck, Lindmark thought he was going to, and Lindmark chopped Mueller down, knocked his right leg out, and Mueller fell down, didn't like it. Here's Horbach with it, back paddling, shooting one. He rows it over the noggin of the goaltender, Augustine. Now digging it free, far wall was Lindmark. Blind pass to the high slot, intercepted by Michigan State. Lead feed now, it's the Spartans' Reed Lebster. And then Mueller rubbed off the puck by Scholes. Badgers can't clear on the first attempt. Hit on the near side. Actually wiping out was Matt Baskill and making contact with Jack Horbach. Now Wisconsin's Jugnov finds an outlet near side to Scholes. Spins it ahead behind Horbach at center. They wave off icing. Jack didn't make contact with it. Badgers will take that, see what they can do with it. Well, nothing, because Dorwart's got the puck right now at center. Taken away from him by Cilia. Tried to feed ahead to DeSaint Fowle, cut off by the defenseman Geary, who throws it back Wisconsin's way, and Wisconsin takes the puck. Here's Cilia going hard to the net. Whitelaw, trailer, Lodge. Puck deflected back behind the cage. Whitelaw bumps it off for DeSaint Fowle, throws it to the point, and Lodge went right back left to the hash marks, and Cilia, turnaround shot. Oh, that went off the stick of Augustine, almost beat him five-hole. Here's DeSaint Fowle now, left goal line. Badgers with some continued pressure out high. Lotch's shot got through, may have gone off a stick, then the right pad of Augustine. Lotch able to hold his own. Cilia slot his shot down low, ricocheted off the body of Whitelaw. Puck behind the net. DeSaint Fowle got wiped out. Whitelaw did too. He looks at the referee, but no call. DeSaint Fowle behind the net. Ref gets in the way. Puck out to the point. Lotch holds. Look out. Pass towards Whitelaw, left wing, right off his knee, and ricochets out to center. Michigan State needs to change their bench right where the puck was. Lotch dumps it in. The Badgers will change as well. Good action, good possession time for the Badgers in the offensive end.
Yeah, best shift of the night for sure for Wisconsin. And you might have heard the ref there. I think when he got hit, the microphone turned on for a few seconds before he realized it was on.
Yeah, he got wiped out behind the Michigan State net, and that was Barry Pockmara. Now on the rush, Michigan State. Good defensive play by Ben Dexheimer to slow the progress of Gavin O'Connell. Puck lifted up over the glass and out of play. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. And Wisconsin hockey brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Christian Fitzgerald, who won only 6 of 21 faceoffs last night, wins this defensive zone draw. Badgers got it out to center. Squirts underneath Red Savage, gathered in by Wisconsin's Fitzgerald, cuts left center ice, now into the offensive zone, find Finley, backdoor pass intended for Tassie, he couldn't get his stick down to finish it off. Oh, Finley was cutting in strong to the right of Augustine, may have been able to go short side, but elected to pass, and the Badgers never got a shot on goal. Michigan State then transitions, Larson's shot kicked out by McClellan, it's loose to his left, still loose, and now in the crease, and good work that time by the referee Nicholas Bett. To come from the far corner right near the net, noticing that McClellan, with a lot of traffic around him, covered it up. Faceoff to come with 13:06 left in this scoreless first period.
Yeah, the puck was loose there between legs, and Kyle McClellan, pretty aggressive there, got his glove in between some legs, got the puck covered up, and got the whistle, and what, just a loose puck in front of the net, a little dangerous spot for Wisconsin.
Faceoff to McClellan's left. The Tiernan Shouty for the Spartans against Wisconsin's Owen Lindmark. Spartans won the draw. Tanner Kelly, though, canceled out near side by Brady Cleveland. And the Badgers' Lindmark gets bumped into the wall, able to pick it up and carry it towards the Michigan State net, retrieves it in the corner. Horbach now with it. Works through a double team, sends it to the point, and Jugnov. Stutter steps to his right, gets free for a moment, then double team. Now Horbach able to catch and protect, and then he got spun around and Kelly took the puck away. Kelly, odd man rush, but Michigan State offside. Manisto came across well before Kelly came across the line with puck possession. 12:37 to go in the first period. Badgers, who had won 6 in a row and 4 straight on the road, had those streaks come to an end last night, trying to get going again and get to 10 wins here this season early on and get back into first place in the Big Ten. Badgers didn't win their 10th game last year until January 20th. Puck deflects into the Michigan State bench after a center ice faceoff. 12:32 to go here in the period. Wherever you may be, listen to every Wisconsin men's hockey game on the free Varsity Network app, available on the App Store. Never check that out. Go to the Varsity Network app if you want to keep up to date on Big Ten hockey scores, all kinds of sporting events, and listen to local radio from each team's market. It's fun.
It's pretty interesting. You can flip back and forth. Listen to anything you want, and the beautiful thing, it doesn't cost you anything.
That is the beautiful thing. Here's Charlie Stramel on the attack. Slot pass intended for Scholl. got deflected behind him. Lead feed now to Davidson across the line. 2-on-2. Davidson now 3-on-4. Stramel wipes out. Pass slot. And Davidson scores. When Stramel wiped out, Mueller came free right side. And then Davidson untouched between the circles. He went upstairs on the glove side of McClellan. It's 1-0 Michigan State.
It's been a few times tonight Wisconsin's fallen down. And this one, Stramel fall down and kind of take out his own teammate, or made it hard for him to cover the play. And wide open in the high slot. Huge blast by Davidson to put that puck past Kyle McClellan.
He had an empty netter last night, did Davidson. He nets his third goal this season tonight. It comes at 7:58. Mueller gets the primary assist. Mueller now up to 14 points after a 34-point senior year for the centerman from Switzerland. It's 1-0 Michigan State. Spartans done a nice job this season holding opponents down in the first period, outscoring them now 16-9 in the opening frame. Spartans won the center ice faceoff and then took the puck, and a lead feed near the Badgers bench deflected off a stick into the crowd near the student section, and apparently everybody will be okay. Faceoff again, they'll drop it just outside the Wisconsin blue line.
Michigan State's been pretty good when they've gotten the lead this year.
Yeah.
I think they're undefeated, 8-0-1. Wisconsin, as we know, hasn't really mattered for them. They've come back on half or five of their nine games and their wins.
Michigan State's given away leads before, but more times than not able to secure victories. Although they lost in a shootout last week here at home against Penn State after giving up a significant advantage. Badgers in their own zone. Tassie protects, turns and banks it off the wall. It comes free. Finley backpedals into the offensive zone onside. Finley looking for the trailer. Tassie, his pass ricochet to Tassie. In front, Fitzgerald redirect, and Augustine with a nice stop. Fitzgerald untouched in front of the crease. Beautiful pass and his redirect. Augustine read the play and made the stop.
Yeah, look, at least from our angle, it looked like Fitzgerald had three quarters of the net empty, and the way his body was turned, the left shot kind of looked like it deflected it back into Augustine. I think he had a little more time than he realized and probably could have just taken the puck and put it home into the empty net.
To emphasize Paul's point, Michigan State is 8-0-1 this season when scoring first. So that'll end tonight.
Yes.
Face off to Augustine's left. And the Badgers win the draw. Cleveland holds and wildly throws a D-to-D pass for Dexheimer. Read and intercepted by Larson. Drop pass O'Connell. Good defense by Cleveland, who angles over from the far side to cut off O'Connell's progress near side. He's digging for it, but it's poked down to the corner. Larson then hooks Dexheimer, who goes to his knees and able to play the puck to the far side wall. Finley trying to clear, unable to do so. O'Connell takes it away, defended by Fitzgerald, still possessing. Walks between three Badgers, and the puck crawled off the toe of his stick. Right to Simon Tassie. He'll bank it ahead. Finley with good body check on Levshnov, who's out there, the freshman from Belarus, former Green Bay Gambler. Steele, Larson, right wing, shot. Good stick by the backpedaling defenseman, Zach Scholes. Scholes able to get it ahead to Lindmark, who tried to whack it behind the net, but it hit the stick of Savage and went on goal. And McClellan, a glove save and a beauty on his teammate Owen Lindmark.
You see Lindmark skate by the goaltender. Didn't give him a tap or anything, but Yasumi said a little thank you to the goaltender.
Good to see Steven and Monica Lindmark make the trip again this weekend. Lindmark scored his fifth goal of the season last night, had only four as a senior last year. Badgers in the offensive zone. Horbach, Bantle, and Lindmark with Scholes and Jugnov. Battle in the far corner. And Horbach, who was Paul's second star of the night last night, had it, won it for Bantle, played it out to center. Jugnov upends Manisto, and now we've got a whistle, and a penalty will be called from behind the play. And the Badgers sophomore defenseman Tyson Jugnov is going to skate the walk of shame to the penalty box. 2-minute minor for tripping at 9:56.
2 minutes for tripping.
Jugnov was going left, puck was going to the right of him. Kind of dragged his leg a little bit just to try to break up the play and got clipped. Michigan State's Manisto, and Wisconsin here gets a penalty kill.
Michigan State, 28% on the power play this season. 11 for 41. 5 of 12 in Big Ten play, better than 41%. Spartans were 1 for 4 last night. Badgers lose the draw, and a long-range blast from out high by Baskill. Stopped by McClellan. He dropped the puck, but able to cover and get the whistle. Badgers PK at 88%. Only one power play goal allowed in 12 chances against, and that again came last night after the Badgers had shut out the Gophers and the Wolverines in back-to-back weekends on their power plays.
That first shot, Russell in front of the net. McClellan had the puck covered up, gave a couple of jabs to the glove with the stick, put his hands up like I didn't do anything. The ref gave a little bit of a warning there, I think, after.
Michigan State made contact with McClellan several times last night. Two times he went down. Mike Hastings mentioned to me today that he'll make sure that the referees know that they need to protect his goaltender better tonight. And now a penalty right near the Michigan State bench. Isaac Howard a little too aggressive. One of the Badgers wiped out near the penalty box. That appears to be Jack Horbach. He gets up. He's okay.
22, 2 minutes for tripping.
They're taking Howard for tripping, and that will nullify the remainder of Jugnov's penalty. Horbach is hobbled left leg, and he'll be attended to by Andy Rohde, the Badgers trainer. Chugnoff fell over the leg of Howard and went awkwardly into the sideboards. I hope he's okay. I'm not sure that was a penalty.
Horbach up in the tunnel there where there's a little bit more room to get checked out. Did go pretty hard into the boards. There was a late kind of close to the boards where he fell over.
10:21, the time of that penalty. 4-on-4 here for the next little while. The Badgers and the Spartans for about a minute and a half of 4-on-4. Palatichuk, Dexheimer, DeSaint Fowl, and Fitzgerald. Palatichuk out of his own end. Drops it back to Dexheimer. He'll skate to the center circle. Left wing now, Palatichuk. DeSaint Fowl onside will chase down the puck in the right corner. And it lost off his stick. Got it back and then lost it again. And now Mueller taps ahead to the defenseman Levshinov. Give and go. Backside Lebster. Here's a pass in front that went off the skate of DeSaint Fowl and just wide of the Badgers' open cage. And now the Spartans back in their own end. The Badgers get a change. Wisconsin 49 seconds away from a power play. Collision in the Michigan State zone. Fitzgerald went down. So did Savage. Steal by Lodge to the slot. Back pedals looking. Short side shot. Augustine denies Whitelaw. Badgers hold the zone. Swing and a miss basically by Lindmark right wing. Whitelaw keeps it alive behind the net. Whitelaw throws it out left wing now to Lodge. Carries it to the corner. Wanted to refeed Whitelaw. No luck there. O'Connell got in the way and Gavin O'Connell will come out of there with it. O'Connell's dad, Mike, played at St. Cloud State when Mike Hastings started his coaching career back in the 1980s. And now up the middle of the ice, Dorward can't handle the pass. Russell's got the puck. 4-on-4 for another 5 seconds. Badgers will get a man advantage after that. Fighting through a check is Geary. Down to the corner. Puck taken away by Palatichuk. Coming out of there with it is Kerr. Bumps it head off the near wall to Cilia. The Badgers get a Kunis power play. Looking to pull even down 1-0. 7:53 to go in the period. Dexheimer's shot. Oh, I think it may have hit Tassie, who was trying to screen the goaltender. Ricocheted to the far side, and Russell shovels it down into the Wisconsin zone, and that'll do it for the Badgers' power play. So both teams 0-for-1 tonight on the man advantage. 7:39 remaining in the opening period. 1-0 Spartans. Kelly with a steal. Look out for this kid. His shot blocked by Palatichuk. Goes down in a heap as he slides back towards the Badgers' cage. He'll limp his way to the Wisconsin bench. And now Michigan State's up the ice again. Kelly trying to work a give and go. Hangs onto the puck. Right wing. Open left side. The defenseman in the shot by Austin Orbitz goes off his stick and out of play. 7:17 remaining in the opening frame. The Badgers trail Michigan State 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Face off to Kyle McClellan's right, won by Michigan State. Their eighth face-off win in 21 today. Setting up a one-timer by Manisto. Missed the nets. Shouty, near side, Stirback out to Manisto. Right point, walks in, shoots one, and he had an angle to the net. Shot got through, McClellan made the stop, and then Finley got knocked down by Tanner Kelly, and the referees quickly come in as boys in red and boys in white and green start chirping a little bit. And we'll have a faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. Second game of weekend series. Spartans won last night 4-2. Their first win over a number one team of the country since October of 2009.
Just recreate what just happened in front of the net. Maybe Cleveland, a little exception to Kelly, who kind of lost his balance, but quote, accidentally hit him with a stick when he spun around.
Sure. Stramel against Mueller, faceoff. And it comes out to the point. Levshinov holds. Nash Nienau's pass in front, redirected once and twice. Mueller's second bid, stopped by McClellan, and a fluttering shot now by Davidson missed the net. Well, McClellan made, or actually went down with his left pad and had to extend it a little bit more as Mueller was on the backside. Here's Sam Stang in on the forecheck, throwing his body around. So is Sawyer Scholl, but eventually Michigan State's Mueller comes out. Good back pressure by Stramel to take the puck away, but he lost it to Lebster, who wrists one from out high, and McClellan an easy stop. And then as McClellan was backpedaling back to his net, Davidson went behind him and made contact with him a little bit, and McClellan gave him a glare. Oh, the gamesmanship of college hockey.
Sure is.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, this game is looking very similar to last night so far. The way Michigan State seems to just have a little bit of an edge. A little dictation of the play.
Jack Horbach is out there once again after going down hard earlier in this period, drawing a penalty. He drew a penalty last night, too. He's trying to draw another one as he got hooked from the side by Red Savage. Carson Bantle battling Baskel. Puck played to the near side wall of the Michigan State zone, well down to our left. Mantle still down in the corner, had it taken away by Baskel. There for support is Lindmark. He stole it. Palatichuk steps left, down to the left half boards. Horbach, tough angled shot, missed the net. It goes off the far wall and out to center. Dexheimer falls down, and Larson was trying to get there first, but Dexheimer reached and played it off the wall. Shot from the slot, blocked by the Badgers. Came free to Horbach. He can't clear. Now it's picked up by Larson. Turnaround shot. Almost hit McClellan in the chin. He dropped the puck. Badgers sent it to the far wall. A lot of stick work by O'Connell on Palatichuk, who fought through that and sent it deep in the Michigan State zone. Badgers down 1-0. 5:25 to go here in period number one. DeSaint Foul wipes out. And now a steal by Cilia coming in left wing. Backside, there's a man, Whitelaw. Cilia shoots off the glove of Augustine. Cilia, who had 23 goals for Minnesota State last season, took the shot with Whitelaw backside. He tried to go glove side, and Augustine with the save. Here's Jugnoff now. Sauce is back to the corner. Near turnover by Michigan State, taken away, though, by Dorwart. He avoids the hit from Cilia, and now the Badgers take the puck at center. Whitelaw across the line, DeSaint Foul. They're going to blow Cilia for offside. 4:52 to go in the first. 1-0 Spartans on Jeremy Davidson's goal at 7:58.
In the middle of that, Brady Cleveland with a nice pass across to Matthew DeSaint Foul going to the net. Didn't quite connect, but that was one of the best chances for Wisconsin if he gets to that. But the first line has been the one that for Wisconsin that's showing the offensive possession in the forward zone, and it needs to be a little more well-rounded.
Badgers win the neutral ice face-off and dump it in. Scholes pinches down the wall. And it's played back to his stick at the half wall left. Squirts free in the Spartans' Nienhaus. Long stretch pass intended for his teammate. Too far for Howard. Icing called on Michigan State. American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Offensive zone faceoff for Fitzgerald, Finley, Tassie. And the draw won, though, by Michigan State. Played out to center, knocked down by Fitzgerald. Tried to pass it right side and fanned on it. Taken away by Russell on his backhand. Little left-hander out to the point. Shot by Levshinov, kicked out by McClellan. Now from the left wing, left pad, kick save by McClellan and covers on the blast by Nienhaus. He went right to kick it out with his right pad and then back left with his left pillow. McClellan keeps it a 1-0 deficit, 4:14 to go in the first.
He did first save. He did what he wanted to do with it. He got it into the corner. There's a lively boards here at Michigan State. They bounced right back out just about where the circle is to the right of McClellan, and the one-timer by Nienhaus put it back into play with Michigan State Spartans around the net.
Shots on goal, 10-8 now in favor of Michigan State. Spartans had 42 last night, the most the Badgers had given up in a game all season long. In fact, they give up 21 shots on goal in the second period. We've got a penalty coming up here on the Spartans for hooking. It'll be on Tanner Kelly. Dexheimer was trying to get to the puck behind the net, and he couldn't get there because Kelly just kept pulling on him. And so Wisconsin gets another Kunis power play.
Yeah, the last time was really short power play. And yeah, it was just a stick. We've seen a lot of stick work for Michigan State. Kelly has done a few times. This time just on the opposite side of the ref, kind of the weak side.
Dexheimer walks the line. Left wing out high. It's Lindmark. Pass off the stick of Dexheimer. Makes its way to Cilia. A pass towards Dexheimer cutting down, beg your pardon, De St. Foul cutting down the middle off his stick to the corner it goes. Now it squirts to the far side. Cilia in a foot race with Savage, and Savage got there first and cleared.
Wisconsin's power play. They've set up when they've won offensive zone faceoffs, but they've had a hard time getting back in the zone. We'll see what they can do here.
Yeah. You know, obviously, Cruz Lucius is so gifted offensively. He's been a key to that power play. Team leading 6 goals, but Cruz ill this week and did not make the trip to East Lansing. Steal by the alternate captain Mueller for Michigan State. Flips a pass far side, and the defenseman Orvitz will dump it deep into the Wisconsin zone. Badgers will try again, and they're going to change their top power play unit, which did not get anything going. Quinn Finley, Tyson Jugnoff, William Whitelaw, Christian Fitzgerald, and Simon Tassie out there now. Tassie behind the Michigan State defense, but he's had an eye on him by Sturback. Here's Whitelaw, sends it to the corner, sticks his shoulder into Sturback and trying to knife it free, and does. Fitzgerald turns his body to protect the puck. Had his stick lifted by the penalty killer. Still loose on the right wing wall of the Michigan State zone. Retrieved by Fitzgerald. Looks backside left. Tassie, pass to the slot. It's on the stick of Finley, who tried to turn and shoot her pass but fell over the sprawled out defenseman Orvitz, and Michigan State clear.
Just a moment of hesitation there. Wisconsin on the left side. Looked like something was there, and it closed pretty quick.
Wisconsin, one last rush on the power play. Whitelaw into the offensive zone. Throws it through the blue paint from below the goal line. Spartans sent it all the way down. Wisconsin now 0-2 on the power play and 0-5 this weekend. 1-0 Michigan State. 2 minutes to go here in the opening period from Munn Arena. Here's Scholl. Give and go with Stramel. Nope, broken up by Joey Larson, who's got the puck in a step on the Badgers' defense. Shoots one. Oh, he tried to go 5-0, and McClellan will out on top of the crease to deny Larson and hang on. Oh, Kyle McClellan, who not only has been calm and cool, but aggressive, especially when he faces 1-on-0 or 2-on-1 situations. He comes out and cuts down the angle and doing it very well.
Yeah, that was a golden opportunity there for Larson. Just inside the dots, just inside the faceoff circle, and you could see McClellan squeezing everything together after the shot, make sure it didn't squeak through.
Lindmark to take the draw against Kelly to the left of Kyle McClellan. 1-0 Spartans, under 2 minutes to play in the period, and the puck goes bouncing towards the Badgers' cage, and McClellan gloves it. And now Lodge and Benisto shoving each other one after the other. And eventually they're separated. Tomi Benisto from Finland. Daniel Lotch from, of course, Altoona, Wisconsin. Seventh round draft pick of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Teamed for the most part recently with Anthony Kerr, the senior who's playing in his 105th game. Lotch played in his 75th collegiate game last night. How quickly the time flies. Michigan State, after losing the faceoff back in its own end, fifth it up ahead, and now Benisto lifts a stick of Lotch, but there was Kerr to help his D partner out, defending a potential two-on-one in tight on the Wisconsin net. Now Lotch turned it over, but got a fortunate bounce. It came right back to him. Kerr with his head up, skates to the red line, tries to work around Shouty and does, and then got shouldered into the near side wall. The puck lifted up through center ice and Lotch back to get it for the Badgers. They pressure immediately. Long angled pass by Lotch out of the reach of Lindmark, and the Wisconsin Badgers have iced the puck with 1:12 to go in the first, trailing 1-0.
And just enough pressure, Michigan State there, forcing the Badgers to make a decision earlier than they want to. The safe play by Lotch is to get it up on air out of the zone, but unfortunately comes back into the Wisconsin end.
Face off to McClellan's left. Lindmark and Mueller. Mueller, a goal and an assist last night. Four shots on goal for him. He's got an assist here tonight. Good weekend for him. Here's Sam Stang out there with Sawyer Scholl. Stang, steal, left wing looking. Scholl tried a one-timer with Nienhaus defending and fanned on it. Now here comes Nienhaus. Under a minute to play in the period. Steal at center by Whitelaw. And it poked away from him and then back to Palatichuk. DDD to Dexheimer in the Wisconsin zone. Back to the left-handed Palatichuk. Works his way up to the blue line and then wipes out. But the puck moved ahead to Cilia to D. St. Foul. Tried to refeed Cilia, cutting to the net too far. Davidson knocks down an aerial pass out at center. And the right-hander will send it down in. McClellan out of his net, slowly sweeps it near side Palatichuk, and he threw it to no one in particular. Michigan State took the puck away. Dorward sets up Davidson, stopped by McClellan. Big rebound, high slot, still loose. Badgers trying to clear. D. St. Foul after a nice job, chipped it to the wall and out of harm's way. 16 seconds to go in the period. Palatichuk with it for Wisconsin. Midway point of his zone and then threw it away. Dorward, escape move, right wing, turns, tries to shoot, fan on it. Still has the puck, 2 seconds, 1 second. He does put it on net, stick save, McClellan. And the horn sounds, ending the opening period. Michigan State, 13 shots on goal to Wisconsin's 8. The lone goal scored by Jeremy Davidson at 7:58 from Nicholas Mueller and Patrick Geary. After one in Lansing, it's Michigan State 1 and Wisconsin nothing. RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season. We'll return in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Renovate your kitchen with new cabinets from Cardell. Ready to install and featuring a modern look. Cardell cabinets give your kitchen a new feel. All Cardell designer and cornerstone cabinets are on sale. Plus 11% off. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Well, Michigan State, after the Badgers, I thought, played relatively well in the opening period, the Spartans turned it around a little bit and started taking more advantage, outshot the Badgers in the opening frame 14-8. Kyle McClellan solid again, 13 saves for him through 20 minutes. Trey Augustine stopped all 8 Badger bids that he faced. Michigan State 0-for-1 on the power play. That power play lasted only 25 seconds because Isaac Howard took a tripping penalty. The Badgers 0-for-2 on the power play. Really didn't generate much at all. And again, Jeremy Davidson's goal at 7:58 has Michigan State on top, 1-0 after one. Spartans are 8-0-1 this season when they score first. And Mike Hastings was talking about how they were humbled last night, and tonight they expect better of themselves, and they need to execute. What do you think of the execution so far?
I mean, it feels kind of like the game just continued from yesterday so far. There's been a couple of times. It's been mostly Wisconsin's top line where they've had some extended offensive zone time. But, again, Michigan State, it's really difficult to get out of the zone for Wisconsin. And their transition's good. They're fast getting into the zone. The Badgers are just trying to find a way to get it out. And Michigan State's out there in the neutral zone putting it back in when they do have that. So it's kind of tilted the way, you know, with you see that every game. Wisconsin gets the puck in deep and they work for a while. Then you kind of have the advantage when the pucks get cleared out and put back in. Michigan State, to me, still seems like they're doing that. Wisconsin had a couple of power play opportunities, especially the second one. At least try to get a chance to turn that back around. But Michigan State came back out of that and just continued doing what they're doing. Colin McClellan has been really good.
He has. Now he needs some support. Some offensive support. Badgers down 1-0. The American Family Insurance First Intermission reports up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop and count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Michigan State leads Wisconsin 1-0 after one period of play. Earlier today, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team lost in overtime at second-ranked Ohio State 2-1. The Buckeyes swept that series. Badgers fell to 12-2 in their idle next weekend. Mark Johnson's club back in action December 1st and 2nd at home against Minnesota Duluth. Again, the Badger men trail Michigan State 1-0. More of our AmFam intermission report in 2.5 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
While the Badgers have had a little bit more puck possession tonight, they've won 18 of 30 faceoffs. David Cilia, 6-for-6 in the circles. Michigan State has dominated basically offensively, not only outshooting the Badgers on goal 14-8, but attempted shots for the Spartans 28 to Wisconsin's 12. Badgers hope to turn it around. Second period's coming up. Wisconsin down 1-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jackamack, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco at Munn Arena, where Michigan State is 6-0-1 this season, and the Spartans lead the Badgers 1-0 as we get set for period number two, and we'll see if Wisconsin can get itself going here a little bit. It's been a struggle here in East Lansing.
Wisconsin's found himself in their own end a lot. Just Michigan State's has made it so difficult to get out and get anything out of their end. There have been some few moments, but batters have gotten that mostly on their top lines out there.
And the top line's out now. Cilia flanked by DeSaint Fallon, Whitelaw. The Badgers, Cilia lost the center ice faceoff, and it slid right to Wisconsin goaltender Kyle McClellan, who leaves it off for Daniel Lodge. The Badgers lift it down to the Michigan State zone. Basco playing keep away from DeSaint Fallon, but he turned it over to Cilia, who turns it back to the point, but didn't have enough steam on the pass to get it to Daniel Lodge. And now Anthony Kerr has to hustle back into his own end. Hits the brakes and eludes Mueller with a nice outlet pass to DeSaint Fallon to Cilia, who tries to get around Basco, stood him up, and the puck slides down to the Michigan State zone deep. And the Spartans able to break out, actually at least flip it out to center. The Badgers now possess. Whitelaw snaps off a pass to DeSaint Fallon, who will dump it in and head to the Badgers bench for a change. It was Augustine behind his net. Not sure if he felt the presence of Fitzgerald or not, but the Badgers sophomore centerman nearly got to the puck. Eventually, Michigan State got it to neutral. Tassie trying to walk around the defenseman. Does. Topol can't shoot. Now he does, and he rockets one from 5 feet wide. Oh, nice stick handling move by Tassie, who leaps to hold the zone. Pass to the slot for Finley, broken up by Baskel. Fitzgerald able to hold near side wall. Finley can't reach. Where's the puck? Pounces free. Dormitt's got it now at center. He'll sauce it down on McClellan, and he'll slowly paddle it off for Dexheimer. Sidesteps the forechecking Dorwart, and up the Badgers come to Tassie, and then thrown right back in by Nienhaus, but he iced it. He was back beyond the red line, icing on Michigan State. Badgers with an offensive zone faceoff. Less than 90 seconds into the second period, 1-0 Spartans.
Well, it's good to see Simon Tassie and Christian Fitzgerald and Quinn Finley generate some offense. We talked about it's been the top line. Nifty one-on-one play by Simon Tassie. Get the puck to the middle and just miss the net short side.
Tassie, 4 goals, 9 points this season for the Montreal native. Wisconsin forced back into its own end and now breaks out. One-hand pass by Stramel for Scholl, broken up by Sturback, but that puck deflected towards the Michigan State net, and Augustine stopped it. And a faceoff coming up. Mike Hastings making a change now. Out comes Lindmark, Horbach, and Bantle. Faceoff to Augustine's left. Trey Augustine, the 41st overall pick in the 2023 draft by the Detroit Red Wings. He's one of 4 Detroit draft choices in the lineup tonight. There's Red Savage, his teammate for Michigan State, and then Wisconsin Sam Stang and Brady Cleveland. Cleveland, a second rounder of the Wings. And then Horbach just got mashed behind the net by Nienhaus as he turned to protect the puck, and Nienhaus hit him from behind into the end boards. Boarding called on the Michigan State captain. So Horbach has drawn 3 penalties this weekend, 2 tonight. And the Badgers will get a Kunis power play trying to pull even, their 3rd power play of the night.
Yeah, drew a penalty. That one just behind the net, a puck battle that wasn't really that much of a battle. The Nienhaus really didn't need to do that. Hit Orbach from behind into the boards, knocked him over, and Badgers get another chance here. Again, still looking for that first power play goal and just some energy off one of the power plays.
Michigan State, 8 for 8, make that 9 for 9 in the penalty kill over the last 4 games. DeSaint Fallon digs it free behind the cage, whacked at it with Bantle in the vicinity. Down to the corner it comes, Lindmark. And then Bantle got roughed up from behind by the defenseman Geary, but no penalty called there. Puck came out to the point, Dexheimer pressured. Cilia, though, with some space, left wing, put it in front, redirect DeSaint Fallon, bounce free. Cilia's got a chance. He lost the puck. DeSaint Fallon has it. Now out to Dexheimer, and it went off his stick ever so slightly across the line, tried to fake out the linesman, if you will, but it had come across the line. Offside called on the Badgers. Good pressure, though, that time on that power play.
Yeah, good pressure. Celia had a best chance of the weekend for him, probably. But that the pass back to the point there had a little bit more heat than it needed to be for Dexheimer, although Badgers were just trying to keep possession of the puck there.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Tassie will scoop it deep. Augustine behind the net turns and flings it off the glass. Held in nicely by Whitelaw, half boards right. Banked it off the end boards. Tassie giving chase. Michigan State tries to clear. Fired by Sturback off the back of Mueller, who picks it up at center. And now it's Orvitz for Michigan State. Gains the Wisconsin line and calmly spins it down in. That's where the Badgers' Whitelaw goes to get it. Wisconsin still with a minute to go on this Kunis power play. Down 1-0 second period. Whitelaw whips a pass left wing to Finley. Sends it back to the corner in Whitelaw. Rims it around to the point in Jugnoff. Looking, shooting up high, and it went off something. Maybe Tassie's stick and down to the pads of Augustine, who made the save. And then they escaped their zone with a nifty play by Levshinov. Big right-handed defenseman carried it into the Wisconsin zone and then blew a tire and gave the puck back. Levshinov. Next year will be a first-round draft choice. Just turned 18 years old. Puck came free. Corner. Fitzgerald bumps it out to the point. Whitelaw's got it there. Badgers still with 25 seconds left in the man advantage. Down one here in the second period. Fitzgerald, Dexheimer, one-timer directed by Finley wide. Cleared by Michigan State. The Badgers hustle. They may get one more chance on this man advantage, but it seems Wisconsin's a little frustrated by its lack of production so far this weekend. Here comes Dexheimer. He'll drop it back. Celia. Penalty to Nienhaus will expire. Celia across the line. Sent it to the corner for himself. First one there. Moved it along near side. Bantle after it. And it's lifted up off the body and right towards the front of the net. Batted down by Baskel. Bantle then carried it behind the cage. Orvitz has him tied up. And another penalty to come. This one will be on Orvitz for holding. And he's barking at the referee. Bantle may have helped draw that penalty by keeping his left wing down on the stick of Orvitz, but the Badgers will take it. Another crack.
Number six, 2 minutes holding.
Orvitz kind of made it easier for the referee to call that one. Put his arms up the whole time. He had Bantle definitely had position. Orvitz had his hands around, put in his other hands. You just let your stick go or whatever if you want to get your hand off of Bantle. It doesn't matter though. Wisconsin will take it again. That was probably their best power play of the weekend so far.
Fourth straight power play for the Badgers after Michigan State got the first one on Jugnoff tripping penalty at 9:56, but that lasted only 25 seconds. The Badgers 0 for 3 tonight, 0 for 6 on the weekend. They lost the draw, but now on front. Here's a nice pass by Bantle to the cutting Lindmark, and Augustine held his ground, made the stop. Bantle went up high on the penalty killer Sturback, and now they're mixing it up. And the referees come in there quickly. I don't think Bantle will get a penalty, which was a good thing. But what a sauce pass by Bantle to spring Lindmark behind the penalty kill.
Yeah, kind of like leading your wide receiver. It was just a couple of inches lead for Wisconsin. Puck did get pretty close in to Augustine for a really quality chance. Was able to happen for Wisconsin.
Trey Augustine out of the National Team Development Program. He's been playing very well here this weekend. Face off to his right. Power play continues for a minute 38. Badgers down 1-0. 1:38, like I said, left on the power play. 12, make that 15:35 to go in the period. Michigan State wins the draw, and Lepster gets enough of it to clear out to center. Reed Lepster played 4 years at UMass. He had 28 goals and 57 points in 112 games. 22nd family member from the Lepster family to attend Michigan State. That's why he came here. How about that? 22 family members have come to this school.
You might as well donate money and get a building named after your family if you're going to do it that way.
Right. Puck deflected over the glass and out of play. Faceoff to come in the Michigan State zone with a minute 17 left on the Badgers' power play. They're down 1-0. And down to his knees, Celia won that draw. They go point to point. Lindmark, long range shot off a stick. The high glass behind the nets. Nienhaus tried to clear. DeSaint Fowl took the puck away with help from Celia. Celia left wing. Out to Dexheimer. Back to Celia now. DeSaint Fowl trying to get space for a redirect possibly. Celia Out to the point, Dexheimer. His shot redirected. It's off of Bantle. It goes off the chest of the goaltender. DeSaint Fowl comes crashing in. Bantle two. Augustine down on his belly and a big pileup in the Michigan State crease. Augustine kept the puck out of the net, not for a lack of effort by the Badgers.
Oh, there was waves of Badgers coming through there. Three different times you saw Badgers going past the goal and putting the pucks on net. Augustine, similar to what we saw McCullen earlier, reaching in and covering up a puck from his stomach there to get the whistle finally.
Wisconsin's getting some